Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kicking off the Flight by Yuengling locker room show, the Saints fall to the L.A. Chargers 27-13 in their preseason opener. Going to go back to SoFi Stadium, check in with the Saints color analyst, Deuce McAllister, for an injury rundown. What you got, Deuce?
A couple guys that got banged up for the Saints that left the game. Bud Means was a receiver, left the game. Trevor Penning was another one that left the game. Will Clapp and tight end P-line left the game with the arm injury. Those four guys obviously are a concern. When you talk about the offensive line, you don't want to start in that situation again. So hopefully they are able to recover from their injuries and able to come back and be available for Jacksonville next week. And, those are some of the guys that left the game for the Saints today.
Yes, Deuce, overall, rough one for the quarterbacks for the black and gold. Spencer Rattler, your impressions of his start today?
Thought he went out and played well. I thought, he took what the defense gave him. There was probably some opportunities down the field where, he got the ball down the field a couple times. You're placing it in a certain area. You're trying to let the receiver, whether it's the running back, tight end, or receiver, know, hey, the defender is not coming this way. I am putting the ball here for you. And you could see probably a little bit of timing situation as well. Some guys kind of screaming through on some routes and, about what you would expect. I thought he was decisive with the football when he knew exactly where he wanted to go based off of coverage. And so, I think there's some things that he can definitely build upon.
His black and gold run game, definitely a work in progress. Your leading rushers, but on per carry, Rattler at 7.3, and Jay Kaner 7 yards a carry. The rest of the running backs, though, nothing really exciting there with Kendra Miller, Cam Akers, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. We need to see definitely a boost in those numbers, hopefully next time against Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's going to start up front. I need some holes to run through. Sometimes right. You can create them, but you've got to be able to have some holes to be able to run through. And I think, just with the losing Will so early, you kind of had influx at that position. And that's one of the things that you kind of worry about as well early in camp. Are you being physical enough? Are guys getting the contact that you need? Are we playing too high, not only from a tackling standpoint, but from a blocking standpoint? And so those will all be points of emphasis over the next couple of days, over the next couple of weeks, to make sure that you are ready to go when you do play Arizona. And so it's things that you have to get better at.
Looking at the defensive side of the ball, two guys that I thought obviously stood out that led the team in tackles on the day, Isaiah Stallburg, Jalen Ford. Stallburg would definitely look like he was shot out of a cannon today, had that nice tackle for loss. And Jalen Ford, I know you were talking pregame about him showing up at the L.A. practices at least, but someone we hadn't been writing about much in the Metairie sessions.
Yeah, I don't know if the light bulb just started to go off for him when he came out west, but you start to see a little bit of that flash for him. And, I think that's exciting, a young man that you drafted last year. Injuries kind of halted him from what he could do from last season. And then, Isaiah, he was able to make some plays for you last year on special teams, and now getting the chance on the defense. He was all over the field making numerous plays. And so, both of those guys want to keep their name in the conversation as far as, hey, I may not get a lot of snaps defensively, but if I do, this is what I can do. And if not, I can make plays for you on special teams.
Saints had 7 penalties, 56 yards in this game. Also had 3 turnovers. Definitely big points of emphasis to work on cleaning up for the next game. What are some other things you want to clean up?
For me, just communication. You know, I think that, you know, there was some instances where I'm rushing the quarterback and I allow the quarterback just to be able to run up the field. And so that's going to be a communication deal. You know, the defensive end, if he's getting up the field from a defensive tackle standpoint, I can't try to get up the field as well. I have to stay around the line of scrimmage to force that quarterback. If he does step up, then I can make that tackle. And so that's going to be a communication deal. The other part of it is, you know, I like to see them push the ball down the field a little bit more from the quarterback's perspective. You had a couple of double moves. Both of them should have been a touchdown. One was a touchdown to Tipton. Austin should have hit on that play. Those cornerbacks were squatting. They were sitting. They were sitting on the routes. The Saints didn't really show them a lot that they were willing to push the ball down the field. And once they did, they were able to hit pay dirt. And so continue to stretch the field vertical so teams can't just sit on routes.
Awesome stuff as always, Deuce. Appreciate the time and great call by preseason action, you and Hoss today. Looking forward to more of that action and enjoy the rest of the stay out west.
No problem. Thank you, brother.
That was a look with Deuce McAllister, a little bit about the injury updates he gave us as well as some of his thoughts post-play here. The Saints going down 27-13 in their preseason opener to the L.A. Chargers. They're going to be staying out west, though, for a couple more days. Practices out there and then finally be flying home on Friday ahead of their home preseason game against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.